Marvin and Brenda lived up there in Shelby, and I hadn't heard them in years. And, you know, they were not in the best of health years ago, but I haven't heard from them, and I failed to call to check on them. So, you know, Dale, we just... I'm world's worst about not picking up the phone and checking on people, I guess, but I keep saying I'm going to get better at it, and I have gotten a little better, but not to the point to where I do it all the time, so I'll keep working on it.
Well, you know, it's something we got to constantly stay on top of, and as I remind a lot of my friends, I said, hey, we're becoming a part of this group that's known as senior citizens. We got to keep a good check on one another. I said, we need to be out recruiting younger hams. Let's keep this hobby alive. And one way we're doing it up here in Rutherford County is we've got a very, very, very active GMRS repeater up here. And we're working with a lot of these GMRS people and trying to raise them up, bring them into the ham radio community. We've got one guy in the past 6 months, he's gone from getting started in GMRS all the way to an extra class operator.
That is something to be proud of, no doubt.
I am so thankful for him. I tell you what, I've really grown close to this young man, and he is on fire. And, you know, Gary, you can have all the classes you want to, you can do all these training programs, but all of it's just in vain. Somebody has to get, you got to share it with them and show them something about radio, but they've got to get bit by that RF bug.
SKI4DLS with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Well, that's the truth. You know, once you get bit, you know, you sometimes you wish, I wish I'd never got bit with it. But most of the time, it makes you so happy just to get on here and think about what's going on. You know, I'm pushing a switch on this microphone, and it's going into the radio, going out through the antenna, and going out with all these people that are out there still listening. All the folks in radio land and the people out there in with scanners and things that they can't talk back. And so it makes a big difference when you can key that microphone and make the contact and talk to somebody on the other end. But you're right, you got to get bit by that RF bug. And so you come into my shack, you look like, well, he didn't bite you, he took a hunk out of you. But that's okay. That's my ham shack, and that's it's not mine, it's mine and Joey's, because some of the stuff in here is belong to her dad or her brother or both. Because when they both came silent keys, we said she was a ham. She got elected to get all the ham equipment. And so, still a few things left in here that we hold very near and dear, and we try to hang on to.
That's really special. And I told my wife, I said, you are blessed beyond measure and don't know it. I said, when I die, you don't have to worry about all that ham gear, because both of my boys are ham radio operators.
You know, I have helped several widows of solid keys, their husbands die, they don't have any, they don't know what to do with the equipment, and I don't mind helping them, and we've sold a lot of equipment that they had, over the years, and it's a big help to them, as well as the newer hams that are coming along. So it's a service, and I'm glad that I'm able to provide a little bit of a service for it. I'm not eBay or something like that, but I don't do anything, don't get any money for that. All I do is list the stuff for the folks, whether they are looking for it or trying to buy it or whatnot, or trying to sell it. And I leave that up between the buyer and the seller. And that way that cuts me out of it completely, other than just making the announcement of it. But, yeah, you got a point there. Matter of fact, one widow that I helped out, she said, I asked her, I said, do you think you'll ever get married again? She says, you know, I hadn't thought about it. She said, but I may, but it won't be to a ham radio operator. She said, I don't want to have to try to sell all this stuff again.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I helped a widow here a few years ago, and she's a sweet, dear lady. I mean, she truly is. Her husband was a retired IBM engineer, and he died of COVID the day after Christmas, when COVID was really a bad, bad thing. And she was fixing to give all his stuff away, and I called her up, and I said, Gil, I said, you can't do this. I said, Bob had really great gear. He had some good stuff. Let me help you sell his stuff. And I said, well, sell it. She said, I want it all gone in a month. I said, Gil, give me 3 months. And I said, I can get you about $10,000 to $11,000 out of it. She said, no, I want it gone in a month. I said, Gil, if you do that, I can't get but about 6 out of it, I'm afraid. She said, that's fine, do that. And she said, set you out one of the best pieces of equipment for doing it. And she said, do you have an amplifier? I said, no, I don't. She said, set that amplifier out for yourself and set sell the rest of it. I said, no, I don't need that. She said, yes, I'm insisting you set that amp out. Well, I sold everything. I sold $6,000 worth to one person.
There's a lot of folks out there that really enjoy helping the widows out, and they don't mind it. A lot of them have already got stuff, you know. But it is what it is, and I don't mind helping. And matter of fact, you get a lot of joy out of seeing their faces when you go over there and you help them clean their place up and clean the ham shack out. And I went down to Georgia and took down a tower of a silent key, and the widow lady, that a lot of folks know who it is, I'm not going to say over the air, but went down there and I asked her, I said, well, let me try to sell this for you. She said, no, you take it on. It's yours. She said, it hurts me every time I pull in my driveway and I see it. She said, every time I do that, she said, I have a lot of memories of that. And, she said, some of the memories are not always good. She said, but most of them are. And she said, it just hurts me. It got to where it hurts me to look at that. So I took it down for her and brought it home. And, I put it up at one time, and it... Since then, I've got a different one, but that's the way it goes. But these ladies that are widows of silent keys, they really think the world of you when you get in there and try to help them out a little bit. And I don't do it for recognition. I just do it because it's something that they need and they can't do.
I've helped 3 so far, and each one's been a little different, and I just couldn't stand to see Gil give all that stuff away because I knew what he had. And, you know, we sold, and I sold stuff to several different people, but that one person came and bought the bulk of it. So she was just fascinated. She said, I thought you were exaggerating when you told me that, but she was happy, and it done me good, and
Brilliant. It's fantastic. Well, I'm glad you have kept in touch with her and go over there and visit her every once in a while. But unfortunately, some of the ladies, and I'm not fussing at the women folks, ladies, so don't get mad at me. But some of the ladies don't know what this equipment's worth. They don't know what their husbands have paid for it and this sort of thing. And, you know, they say, well, it's just another radio or it's not, just another amplifier or whatever. I don't know why you need it, you know, but you got it, so okay. And then when you start giving them figures, sometimes it just amazes them. They can't believe that some of the stuff is worth what it is.
You were right. That was that situation. She said, I just thought that stuff was just a bunch of junk that he had down there. And he had one item that had been shipped him by Tentec Net Group. And so we had to box it up, send it back to Tentec Group. And, I mean, you know, some things like that. So it was an educational process dealing with that, because that was the most ham gear I'd ever dealt with at one time. There was two towers and quite a bit of stuff.
AOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I don't doubt that. Well, you come into my ham shack, you look around, and, you know, some of the new hams that have come in and looked at my shack, they said, wow, you know, how did you afford all this? This is not bought at one time. This is bought over years. Yeah, what I have and what a lot of other people have. But, you know, if you've got the money, you can go out and spend as much or as little as you want to as far as ham gear goes. But I'm glad that you have helped these ladies out. They don't really am. And, again, glad you came in here and talked with me a little bit tonight. I hadn't talked to you much in a while. And maybe I'll get to see you one of these days soon.
Well, I hope so, Gary. I appreciate you. I tell you what, I think one of the best things old Herb ever done was introduce me to you. So you have a good night, and tell Joy we said hello, and y'all take care, and look forward to the next opportunity we have, my friend. I'll say 73, and you take care. This is KK4SMB.
I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with me a little bit. He enjoyed it, really did, always do. But do tell Herb we said hello, and hope he's doing well. And look forward to hearing him on the air again. It just tickled me to death. You know, I love hearing people I hadn't heard in a good while. That's like old Ken over there in Moore, KC4GEE. He started checking in with us again. He used to be a regular about 10 or 15 years ago. And then all of a sudden, here he is again. And it just tickles me to get to talk to these folks. But Dale, you and Miss Susan have a wonderful day tomorrow. Good evening, what's left of it. And tell Miss Susan we said hello. And y'all, again, have a wonderful day. Stay well and stay safe. And we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4UBG. Big Kevin, I'll be mobile over here in Simpsonville. And 73 is to you and everybody on the net. I'll be negative and negative, but yes, that radio gear is like a BMW. You pay for it, and it's almost like a Harley. Whatever you pay for, you can get back out of it.
Again. All right, Gary. We're going to have to give you a phone. You talk so much. Hi. Check in November 4, Delta Mike Echo, and 4 DME Paul, and Alpha Alpha 4 Quebec Sierra. That's Donald. We are mobile, stuck in traffic on 85 southbound at exit 4. Traffic is backed up for about 10 plus miles. I don't know if it's due to construction or what's going on. We ain't made it through it yet, but 85 southbound is backed up for about 10 miles at exit 4.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KN4UBG. Mr. Kevin down there mobiling around Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. I haven't heard you in a while. Good hearing you on the radio. And then we got N4DME. That's Mr. Paul and his dad, AA4QS. That's Mr. Donald out there, mobile, probably almost stationary mobile out there on 85 South. It sounds like me, backed up in traffic, got a traffic backup down there at 85 South at mile marker 4. But appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Paul. Tell Mr. Donald we said hello. Y'all be careful out there on the mobile, you and your dad and Kevin. You be careful out there as well on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any others, all the way through the alphabet from Blue Ridge to MeterNet, call KI4DOS.
Roger. I got a quick one for you. Are they racing in Atlanta this coming weekend? Because we're sitting right here beside a Junior Motorsports car hauler.
Well, we're nowhere near racing this weekend. I've gotten to the point I got so fed up and aggravated that, you know, they were in Talladega this past weekend, and everybody's getting fined, and oh, they're acting like a bunch of two-year-olds out there, crying, and this one did this, and this one did that. I'm so sick of it for them grown men out there earning that kind of money and acting any such a way. Well, that's the reason I quit watching professional football and basketball and baseball and all that stuff, you know. So I don't know where they're racing, to answer your question.
We got this junior car hauler, junior motorsports car hauler right here beside of me. But, you know, I was talking to Greg Biffle, and I got him on my Facebook page. And I said, you know, they ought to get all the old-timers together, like Rusty Wallace and Bill Elliott and Junior and Gordon and, you know, all the rest of them that's still around able to, and have a classic race for all the old-timers, and show these little weenies how to actually drive and race. But yeah, I watched that race last weekend too, and it was a shame and disgrace the way they carried on, and really it wasn't even a race compared to what we've seen in the past. So, you know, it's got to where sports now are just a bunch of little girls out there trying to play.
Texas and Fort Worth is where they're going to be at, KN4UBG.
Roger. All right. Appreciate it. I just thought it was quite interesting to have this one of Junior's, Dale Junior's cars to be going toward Atlanta.
Where he lives and where he's going, that's the best way to go. Go down that way and pick up 20 and run it on the cross. So he'll be over there just a little bit. But Paul, appreciate you asking the question, and I'm sorry I couldn't answer it. Kevin, thanks for coming in back and giving us the answer to that. And Paul, next time, if the traffic ain't moving or if it's moving real slow, yeah, put your car in park, jump out there and knock on his door on the side of his truck. I've had that happen in traffic jams with me before. You know, you'll never know what's going to happen out there on the roads. But y'all be careful.
Hey, Gary, and I'm going to jump off in here. And apparently this traffic jam is down next to the state line somewhere because it's still backed up. South Carolina's got DOT sitting everywhere, and I got idiots pulling in front of me. But anyway, you can see a lot of things when you're in traffic jams on 85, regardless of where you're at. But it is very interesting to do like you say, pull up to one of these race car haulers and knock on their door. what's really interesting to strike up a conversation is asking for a cup of coffee. They'll walk back here and just get you a cup off their coffee pot. But anyway, talk to you later, Gary, and we'll be riding along with you. In for DME.
Be careful. Now watch out for all these other idiots out there on the road. I'm not out there today, but I'm sitting here behind my in front of my radio talking on the microphone, so I'm not out there on the roads. Y'all take care and be careful. And do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks out there in Radio Land that checked in with me. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Grand total of 63 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again and do it again. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.